Girl, do you know who is so funny? I know you follow her on Instagram. That lady named Anna C. Douglas.
This feels so familiar.
She's like a gospel comedian.
Anna C. Douglas? Yes.
Did you see her Dora one?
She be having me die every single time.
I don't know what is wrong with her. So stupid.
She had one where it was like a video game and they was like praise dancing. <in the church. laughs>
Wait,
I was dying, like, what is wrong with this lady?
Like, something's wrong with her for real. But did you used to watch Dora the Explorer?
Only for my kids, but yeah.
Okay, so you know swiper, no swiping.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, now I didn't even tell the story. So she was acting like she was walking with Dora and Boots to go to their destination. Mm-hmm. And then Swiper walked up and, you know, Dora and Boots were like, Swiper, no swiping. And then like Anna was like,
she didn't want to look.
Swiper, I don't know why you think you're going.
Look.
<Girl.
laughs> She be having me dying. Like, what is wrong with you, lady? She spends so much time in church. You know she grew up in church. You know, like, that kind of humor, you know she grew up. She didn't miss a day in church, okay?
It's so funny because she looks like she is 55 years old. But when she takes off that wig.
Girl, I be looking like, you better come on through.
Okay.
You better do, okay?
Girl, she
evangelist red jacket every time I die.
She cracks me up. I really want her to make it. I feel like she needs to meet Kev on stage.
She hasn't?
I feel like once you're in the Kev on stage circle, like everybody kind of knows, you know, like I don't think he's mentioned her like in that capacity yet.
Cause I know that he'll repost her videos and like comment and stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe she just hasn't gotten to like the keep your distance.
Yeah,
that's my carrying on right there.
Yeah,
she be having me dying.
See, have you ever been to one of his keep your distance things?
I haven't.
Me either. But I listen to his podcast weekly.
Girl, Kev be having me die. That whole crew, the whole like all death crew that
Tony Baker,
was
mm-hmm.
him to hear more Patrick mm-hmm. Cloud. Doughboy used to be part, like they just be having me dying. Just the awes of them.
Yeah. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of a Single Dog Mom. I am your host, Shayna. And of course, never too far from me is my co-host, my 4-year-old French Bulldog, Luke. All right, so let's go ahead and get to that phone call. Anna C. Douglas, y'all, she is hilarious. Like, I could not get enough of her skits. Like, she is so, so funny to me. If you grew up in church, like, you would definitely appreciate her comedy. She has, like, this lady is funny. Like, just like the most random situations, like the Dora the Explorer thing that I was just explaining to my friend. Like, she literally took a Dora the Explorer episode and made it church. It was so funny. This lady is funny. So I know, like, I can always go on her page and, like, you know, laugh. And I just think she's amazing. But the thing is, like, I think that she's so funny, but, like, she doesn't have, like, that recognition yet. But of course, like, she's, you know, building, she's been really like growing and blowing up like over the past like year, I want to say, is like when I like really got familiar with her. A lot of her stuff goes viral, but like I want her to be more popular. And so I was like, I didn't know that, you know, Kev on stage followed her, because like every time I listen to his like to his podcast, he always talks about like other comedians, but I never hear him like talking about Anna. And I just like wish, like, you know, at this point, I think Kev on stage can like put people on. And I wish her the best. And obviously, you know, she's going to get it however, you know, she can right now. But I definitely think she needs like a bigger audience. So I'm really rooting for her. Definitely one of those pages I get on and just like, she will have me cackling. Like, trust me, if you grew up in church, you would totally appreciate Anna. But another thing. As much as I love Kev on stage. Ooh, what was that noise? Lord. As much as I love Kev on stage, and honestly, every podcast that I listen to, I don't know what is going on with all these people asking me to subscribe to their Patreon, because that costs money. And the thing is like I said, I love Kev on stage. I actually just said to myself, like, me and my friend, because she and I have never been to the Keep Your Distance comedy thing that he does, and I think it's online. So I told myself, like, I'm gonna like get us tickets and we're gonna go, like, you know, virtually together or whatever. But yeah, like, I don't mind supporting anybody, like, you know, however I can, but why is everybody wanting me to get the Patreon subscriptions? I don't want to. I'm protesting it right now so hard. It is getting harder for me to protest because a lot of these people that like the podcast I listen to, they make it just seem so like interesting. I want to. So Kev on Stage has, I think he has a few podcasts, but the only one I listen to is called Here's the Thing. So they have their own Patreon, and I have been protesting getting a subscription for that. One of my favorite podcasts, The Read, now also has the Patreon. They just got theirs like last month, and now they have like paid content that people can see, like behind the scenes. And Crystal and Kid Fury are hilarious. Like, I love them so much. Like, I know their Patreon's gonna be so good. And so that's like, what, $10 more? And then another podcast that I like, The Friend Zone, they have a Patreon. I'm like, y'all need to stop. I understand that they're getting money, and I like definitely could see myself getting Patreon too one day, but damn, like, I have all these subscriptions to all these places, and I'm just like, I just can't, you know. At some point I have to put myself on the budget for the things that I'm, you know, spending on entertainment. I have all these, you know, subscriptions to TV services and Apple Music here, and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And I'm just like, right now, Patreon is not in the budget. However, at the same time, Kev on Stage talks a lot about this, talks a lot about like Black people supporting him. And he does kind of like tug on my heartstrings and makes me feel a little bit guilty because, y'all, Bel Air, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air spinoff show, it's on Peacock. And I thought the whole thing was free. And so I started watching episode one, and y'all, episode one was so good. I was like, boom, like I was going to stay up all night. I was up until like 3 a.m. just watching the whole, like binging the whole thing. And so after episode one, I wanted to go to episode two, and Peacock was like, not today. You need to go ahead and pay us. And so literally without even like thinking about it, I just, you know, subscribed to Peacock, which I'm, you know, pretty sure is not Black owned or like, you know, whatever. So his point is that like, what I just did, even though I was just like, I'm not giving anybody a Patreon subscription, like, I'm so hard on that. But when it comes to like Bel Air, I'm just like, oh yeah, whatever, I'll get a Peacock subscription or whatever. So I did kind of feel bad that he's right in that sense. And yeah, so I think I'm going to have to think about it. I think I can like go through and cancel some things. I know I have a few subscriptions that I don't use that I think I can cancel. So if I'm able to do that, I think the subscription that I would buy if I had to like really pick one out of The Read, Friend Zone, and Here's the Thing, I would probably go ahead and subscribe to Kev on Stage's Patreon. Okay, you guys, it is time for this week's hot dog topic. Hot dog topics is current events, but make it relatable and make it about dogs. Speaking of hot dog topics, actually, this segment was actually named after one of my favorite segments on one of my favorite talk shows, the Wendy Williams Show. The first like 15 to 20 minutes of her show featured hot topics, and it was like a very funny, it was very funny, very messy, really loved her hot topics. So this was kind of a spin on that. But yeah, speaking of that, logged onto Instagram a few hours ago and saw that the Wendy Williams Show is allegedly being canceled. This comes from like a pretty credible source, B. Scott. But yeah, they're saying that the Wendy Williams Show after the summer is not coming back. It will be canceled and allegedly replaced with the Sherry Shepherd Show. So sad day, sad day. I'm sad about that. I was really hoping that Wendy was going to make a comeback. You know, after she has been on this break, there has been a lot of gossip and, you know, rumors about what was really wrong with her. You know, is she on drugs again? Is she like an alcoholic? Does she have dementia? All this stuff going on. And, you know, nobody has like confirmed it. It's just like rumors or whatever. So while that's happening, you know, her show is still running. It's still airing. They're just having like guest hosts or whatever. And so right now they're saying that Sherry Shepherd was like the top guest host. Like the audience really loved her. So they're saying that she is going to go ahead and take over the Wendy Williams show permanently, and it will now be called the Sherry Shepherd Show. And yeah. Also too, like, I think that, and by the way, I think that's great. Like, this opportunity that Sherry has, you know, who knows, like, if she was ever going to be able to have her own talk show, like, you know, like everything happens for a reason. So love that for Sherry Shepherd. Like, if she, I personally haven't watched any of these like guest host shows or whatever, but like, if she's doing a great job, you know, if the crowd loves her, then like, I definitely think it's great that she's getting, you know, blessed with this job and things like that. All the other guest hosts as well have also gotten the, you know, some amount of exposure, and who knows what has happened to them and like, you know, what they were, who they were able to be introduced to due to this as well. So, you know, this is like life-changing for a lot of people. So that's one thing that I think is positive that can come out of this kind of like shift, you know, like somebody goes out, but it makes space for somebody else or whatever. So that's one thing that I think is good. But still, while Wendy was gone, like, you know, all these rumors have been going on, like, okay, does she have dementia? Does, you know, they're saying that she is not able to even recognize close friends and family. So it's just been like all this. And then on Friday, I want to say that was Friday. Yeah, she put a video out on like Instagram or something that said like she was being interviewed by her son, and you know, he's like, hey mom, like, what's going on, like, what you been up to? And she seemed completely like cognizant, she seemed completely like, you know, there, and didn't seem like she was having any issues remembering anything, you know what I mean? She's been in Florida with her family for this time that she's been away, and you know, she seemed just to be in good spirits. And she said at the end of that video that she's coming back stronger than ever. And so when she said that, you know, people kind of thought like she meant she's come back to the show better than ever. But now that we know that she's not, like, it's just like, okay, so now where are you going? Because of course she still has her name, you know, she is the Wendy Williams, like, you know, brand or whatever. She can go wherever she wants. I saw that, I think it was on the B Scott post, and it was like, maybe she'll do podcasting. Like, there, that's a high possibility, especially because, you know, she does not have to like censor herself like she does have to right now for daytime TV. So that's a possibility. So still a lot more questions that we have, but yeah, overall, I am just super sad to hear that the Wendy Williams show is not coming back after the summer. Like I said last week, she's one of the four people in my book that could just do no wrong. Like, I just love her. I think she's super talented. I think she's great. Granted, Wendy talks cash shit about people. I am not going to act like that is not a fact. She absolutely does. But I don't think that the things that she's done in her past, you know, I don't think that it's the reason for us to not extend her grace and for us to like, just like, you know, cancel her and say that this is what she deserves and this is her karma. Damn, like, really? You know what I mean? So that's like, that's my thing. Like, that's, I've never really had a problem with Wendy Williams like that. And I don't always get how people do, especially like when they like don't even know her, they have not ever been personally attacked by her. You know what I mean? Because it would be different if you were. But these are, we're normal people, y'all. Like, you know, she's not talking to us. True story. I have actually gotten into a whole argument, like arguments with my ex-husband about Wendy Williams because he didn't like her. And I'm just like, what's it to you, dude? Like, what? Why don't you like her? And it's just like, okay, you know what I mean? So it's so weird. I don't know. When people say these kinds of things and like, that's what she gets and stuff like that. People can be so unkind. People can be so cruel. And I absolutely don't think that this is, you know, what she deserves. If in fact she doesn't come back, if in fact she does have dementia and like her brain is actually like, you know, just withering away. Like, no, I don't think she deserves that. You know what I mean? I just wanted to like send her some good energy, some good vibes out, because there are a lot of bad vibes out. Like when people talk about Wendy Williams, and I just hate that for her. She's already been through so much just these past like year and a half, 2 years ish, you know, like COVID hit, you know, and that was something that was like, you know, she had to adjust to that. She went through like this messy divorce, right? Her ex-husband got a girl pregnant, bought her a car with Wendy's money, like all this kind of stuff, right? So we're seeing this all play out. Wendy's mom died, and you know, she had to deal with that. After the funeral, Wendy's brother was like saying how you know, Wendy, like he I think that Wendy's brother was just trying to get like famous off of like riding her coattail, you know, like that's all I feel like he was doing. So yeah, just a lot of things have been happening to her just like over these past like a year and a half or two. I guess that's all I wanted to say. All right, you guys, this would not be Hot Dog Topics if we did not make this about dogs in some way. Back when Wendy and Kevin Sr. were married, they had this huge dog. I want to say the dog's name was Rocco. Huge. Like when it stood up on its hind legs, it was like almost as tall as Wendy, you know, like Wendy's tall. So this was a huge dog. And I was like, I don't think that whenever they got a divorce, I was like, I don't think that Wendy was really taking care of that dog like that. You know what I mean? But she did say that she was like wanting to get another dog or whatever. So I always like pictured Wendy to have this like, you know, cute little dog she could put in her purse or whatever. And like, just be like, you know, walking around all cute, like how Wendy likes to like wear these huge purses. And she moves into this like New York City apartment or whatever, y'all, she didn't get a cute little purse dog. She got two cats. And I'm not gonna lie, like, love Wendy to death, would be like completely all eyes and ears on her show, but whenever she started talking about those cats, y'all, I don't like cats. They scare me. I think that they are evil. They always seem like they're up to something. I don't like cats. I'm just super scared of them. Interestingly enough, my neighbor has a cat, and when my neighbor goes out of town and stuff like that, you know, for my neighbor, I will go feed the cat, you know, sit on the couch and try not to be scared of it for 5 minutes and like pet it. The cat has actually, bit me once and drew blood. Mm-hmm. This was not this past Christmas, the Christmas before that. Yeah, so like it further proved that cats are scary and they're just always up to something, because I did not deserve to get bitten by this cat. So anyway, I don't even know if Wendy had the cats during the time that, you know, they're saying that she was having all these like memory issues, so she probably wasn't even fit to take care of the cats. So I wonder where they are. I wonder where Rocco's at too. That's just one, like, I feel like there needs to be, I don't know if it's a page or like something, somebody needs to do that. It's not going to be me, but somebody needs to just like officially be the person to tell us like who got the dog, who got the animals. Like, I want to know where Rocco is. Like, you know, what's he doing? Is he okay? Does he need to be adopted? You know what I mean? Because like if celebrities didn't want their dogs or like animals, if it's a celebrity dog, like, people want it. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, where are these animals at? You just like don't hear about them anymore. And so anyway, if and when Wendy comes back, I want to know where these cats are. I would also appreciate if she told us where Rocco is. All right, you guys. So before we get into my weekly confession, I do want to let you know how you can support and keep up with us during the week. So if you have any questions or you want to share your opinion with the podcast, email us at hello@singledogmom.com. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Single Dog Mom. And Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at The Single Dog Mom. Visit our website, blog, and shop, www.singledogmom.com. And right now, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, do me a quick favor and tap that 5-star rating if you love the show. Thank you. All right. So last week, we finished up our combo. What was last week? We finished up talking about, was that personal beliefs? Straight away. Yeah. That's personal beliefs. So we finished up that. And so this week and for the next three episodes, we're going to talk about friends, family, and finances. And to be quite honest, it's probably the next four episodes because I want to be like very clear when I talk about finances because, you know, they say the number one reason for divorce is finances. And like, you know, we had some things go on. So I think I might spend more time on that, but it just depends on how much I can consolidate in my notes. So today we're going to go ahead and start with friends. I think friends is like the easiest topic because he and I had like a lot of, we had like pretty much the same friends. You know what I mean? Like that's how it happened. But like some things did happen, like within the group friendship. So let's go ahead and just chat about that. So, all right. So, oh no. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So two things that I think that he would say about my friends. The first thing that he would say to me, is that some of the girls, he did regret introducing me to them. So like when I moved to Dallas, I didn't have any friends. I didn't know anybody. Like he was like, you know, I knew my sister and my best friend did move out there from Vegas. We didn't have the same friend groups though, me and my best friend. It was like, you know, kind of me and him and his family. And so he introduced me to a lot of the girls that I knew and that I got close with. So sometimes with certain people, he would be like, I regret introducing you to these girls. Some regrets that he had just due to some things that happened. And then another thing that he would say about me and my friends is that I was a follower. He would say that I was a follower. So so here's how I can explain both of those. So here's how I'll do it. Like, I'll give one example of like how I think it best kind of like captures what he was talking about, because this does happen in like girl friendships. And I'll give you like one silly example of like something that actually happened that was like very dumb, but he was like, this is how you're a follower. So the example is that, you know how like when girls get together and they become friends, like they start like, you know, it'll be like, oh, Shayna, where'd you get those shoes? Where'd you get that? Next thing you know, you're going shopping together. Next thing you know, you guys are dressing alike. Now you guys are acting alike. Now you guys are kind of talking alike. You're saying the same, like you guys had this like kind of same, you know, lingo that you use together. This is typical girl friendships. Like, you know, you guys hear me open every episode with the conversation with one of my best friends. Like this is, we have like little jokes that we only say to each other. Like sometimes we can finish each other's sentences. Like we have that, like, you know, rapport with one another, with each other, that it's just like, you know, only the two of us can have. Yeah, we do like act kind of alike, but like this is like very typical in girl friendships. Like, you know, so that like, that's what I think that he was seeing. It's just like, dude, have you never seen two girls be friends before? Like, this is how it goes or whatever. So like to that, I really could just be like, okay, well, like, I hear you. And like, I do see what you mean, but like, it wasn't anything that I really like took too serious, to be honest with you. So the next thing is like the actual example. So my ex is from Louisiana. He and his family eat very differently than I eat. I don't eat chitlins, okay? I don't eat chitlins. I think they look disgusting. I think they smell disgusting. They probably all like slimy and stuff like that. And I just think it's gross. I've never even had any chitlins. I just don't want any. You know what I mean? But he would try to like introduce me to like some of the food or whatever. And I like, oh God, I've tried frog legs, messing around with him. I've tried alligator, like, so gross. I've tried deer. Oh my God. Ew, just ugh. But chitlins, like, I was like, hard stop. Like, I am not eating chitlins. You know what I mean? And so, like, he kind of like, would like, whatever, I'll get over it. So one day we're in our friend group and there's chitlins there. And like, something about me, you guys, is that like, I will accept a dare. I will accept a dare. Like, I'm, like 75 to 80% of the time, I do love dares. It's just a thrill. I think they're so fun. I will do a dare. And so in the friend group, they dared me to eat some chitlins. My girlfriend, she dared me to eat some chitlins. Now, I will say that we were all drunk. I know I was definitely drunk. And also, they offered to fry it like bacon. And I was like, all right, I could do that. You know what I mean? So I was like, I agree to eat it. I didn't end up eating it, but I said that I would. You know what I mean? And so later on or whatever, he was like, that's how, like, he was telling me. He was like, see, that's what I mean when I say you're a follower. Like, you, I've been trying to get you to eat chitlins for, like, years and stuff. And, like, you never do. And, like, all your friend has to do is say it. Like, Shayna, do this. And you do it. And I'm like, all right, dude. Like, all right, man. Like, I do see what you mean. Like I said, like, I see what you mean. But it wasn't like that. But, like, go off. You know what I mean? So that's that. The last thing I'll say about my friends is that I do have like a bleeding heart, is how I would describe it, which is just like, you know, I really feel like I get into the moment, I get into the story of what's going on. I really try to help. I really like feel. And so two times, two different occasions, two different friends, I offered to move into our apartment that I shared with my husband. And I didn't ask him. I didn't like consult with him about it. I didn't say like it was going to happen. It was just like in the, it all happened so quickly. Well, these two different times, they both happened so quickly that I was just like, oh my God, like no problem. Like you can just move in with me for a little bit. You know what I mean? Like it was kind of like that. And yeah, so I did that. Didn't ask him, like was just like came home and was like, hey, you know, so-and-so is going to move in for a bit. And I know, like, had I actually asked him first and, like, gotten him and talked to him about it, he would have understood. He'd been like, oh, yeah, like, absolutely. You know what I mean? But really did do some damage because I did not. And I do know that that was wrong both times. And my bad. But aside from that, like, I know that that was, like, fully wrong and I totally get that or whatever. But, like, honestly, like anything that I've done for a friend, I don't regret. I think that, you just never know that, like, when you're going to impact someone's life and when you're going to, like, change someone's life. So if I can help in any way that I can, you know what I mean? Like, I always, like, try to help. You know what I mean? People have done it for me. And, I, like, you know, when it's somebody that you love, like, it's just the right thing to do. Talk about more when it gets to finances. But yeah, it's just the right thing to do. You know what I mean? So yeah, there's that. All I can say about his friends, you guys, is like I said, for the most part, his friends were blood family. So most of that we'll have to talk about next week. But towards the end of our relationship, we did have I did have some questions about some new friends that he got. And I was like, dude, where'd they come from? Like, who are these people? Like, it was just like two. He met these two guys at a bar, and like they just became like fast friends or whatever. And I was like, it just threw me. It was all kind of sketchy. His friends were wild. You know what I mean? I hung out with them for like a few times. Sometimes I was just like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with them. You know what I mean? He went to like a wedding, like what in Ohio, like, which I also was like, yeah, I don't want to go to that. Yeah. Well, I said, I'm not going to spend my money for the plane ticket. I said, if you want to buy my ticket or whatever, like you can, but I'm not, I don't know these people. So anyway, damn, I lost my train of thought. Oh yeah. So anyway, point is that one day I'm talking to him and he's like, oh, you know, like so-and-so does coke. And I was like, no, I did not know that so-and-so does coke. But it's interesting that you have, like, you know, some problems with my friends, but me and my friends don't do coke. So it's okay that you have, like, these, like, you know, like, already questionable friends. Because before I found out that so-and-so did coke, I already was suspicious of them. But now they do coke. Like, are they doing coke in our apartment? Do they do coke around you? Like, did y'all do coke in, like, not y'all, but, like, did they do coke in Ohio? Like, who are these people? You know what I mean? So that was, like, kind of it. And I'm not saying that they were, like, bad guys. They're probably still friends to this day. Like, you know, whatever. Like, that happened. It's just that I thought it was just, like, I just didn't know where these men came from. You know, whatever. Lastly, I was thinking about, like, do I care now? Like, now that me and, like, him are divorced, do I care if my friends are still friends with him? It's interesting because I've had friends tell me, like, hey, Shayna, just so you know, I deleted him from Facebook and Instagram. And I'm like, all right, you know, do I care? No. Like, no, but yeah, kind of. Like, I would say this. If I found out that my mom was, like, still talking to him, you know what I mean? Like, I would be like, no, you know what I mean? The same, like, my dad. If I found out, like, that my parents or something, like, were still talking to him like that, that would hurt. That would hurt. But kind of, like, aside from that, like, no, I really don't care. You know what I mean? I don't care. And, yeah, we still have some of the same, like, I'm still friends with, like, some of his, like, family members. Some people I did go through and delete. Okay. We'll talk more about that next week. But yeah, for the most part, no, I don't care. I think that's, silly. So yeah, that is, that is friends. Very simple, you guys, very simple, because, like I said, we really had, like, most of the same friends, just, like, a few, like, hiccups here and there. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening this week. If you're listening on the day that this was released, happy holiday to you. Enjoy the President's Day holiday, and I will see you next week. Bye.